B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so a couple things. One, you know what kind of got me? And it's interesting because I was talking about the waiting, and then I woke up this morning thinking about, wow, man, you know, it's only February, right? And you're waiting, and you're looking, you know, looking at April for the playoffs. But I'm all right. I just can't wait for Harden to play. So I started thinking... all right, so we get the All-Star break. Tonight's a good game to watch, but we get the All-Star break. And then he shows up next Friday in Minneapolis.
Yes.
So that waiting period, it's just, you're just kind of like, you're pacing. And I feel myself with a nervous energy. An excitement and energy, but it's nervous. So, and you mentioned the 2K thing.
Yes.
And I, you know, every night I do a 2K. Now, we're on a hockey kick, Mosmo and I. And we've been going at it, and it's weird, the teams that we're going at. We've now picked, he's Florida, and I'm Carolina.
Okay.
And for some reason, I like playing with the Canes. Right? Because I like their offense.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Then I started to think about it. This is what's dangerous about sports today. That you start getting an affinity by playing a certain team.
Yeah.
And you start to, like, blur the lines from reality into virtual reality, Judas.
Yeah, one of my best friends growing up was a Falcons fan. Because he played Madden 04.
And Michael Vick.
And he was an absolute cheat code. He had the Vick jersey. If he wasn't wearing the Vic jersey, he was wearing black and red. I was just texting with him the other day. Like, it was funny. We were catching up. And, yeah, I mean, like, he was a Falcons fan. Another buddy of mine was a Bengals fan because he loved playing Chad Johnson before his Chad Ochocinco. We would play Madden. He would just throw it downfield to Chad Johnson every play. And he was a Bengals fan. They're both diehard Eagles fans now. But, like, as when they were growing up, they kind of rooted against the Eagles because they were Falcons and Bengals fans.
And that's the danger.
Yeah.
Because I found myself liking the Carolina.
Which is why, and I'm sure you already did this, my dad never really played video games that much. I was thinking about this the other day. You're kind of like the first generation of fathers, I would imagine, that's playing video games with the kids.
Right.
Like, I'm going to play video games with my son when...
right.
You know, as the years go on.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, like, your generation is probably the first one. And so I remember playing some NHL game when I was a kid, and I was like, Dad, I want to be the Red Wings.
Right.
Because, like, they were dominant, you know, back then. Yeah. And he told me, all right, you could play with them, but you are a Flyers fan.
Yeah.
He had to talk with me when I was very young.
Yeah, see, I didn't need to tell Mosmo. I mean, like, he knows. Like, he's a Flyers fan. You know, it is what it is. But it's just interesting because... Really, all it is I look at it and I'm like, I can see where people go bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Between fantasy and 2K, that's an observation. I mean, go bad.
How many Warriors fans do you think are out there?
How many kids go bad because of it?
I'm sure there's a ton. Like, Warriors fans, because if you're Steph Curry, you just pull up from anywhere and you're going to hit the three. And I'm sure a lot of kids play on, like, rookie mode. So the chance of the ball going in is a lot easier. And you do it with Steph Curry, you're like, oh, this is awesome. So, yeah, there's chances of going bad.
Now, yeah, I worry about that.
2K story from yesterday.
What do you got?
You know, they always, you know, video games aren't real life. It's just like the metaverse, and it's not real life. So don't fall into that Ponzi scheme. Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, as Porzingis, I know he's a good ball player. But he's bounced around now. He put a 40 against me yesterday, ain't?
He's overrated.
Nah, I got the dub. That's all that matters. But Porzingis.
Yeah,
put up
40
in the video game sometimes, man. Like you said, it's not real life. It's the metaverse. So screw Porzingis.
No, but dude, that's true. But he... There's a reason why he's overrated in 2K.
Because he's 6'10", 6'11".
No, but he's overrated in general.
Yes, that's true.
He's an overrated player, which is why he's overrated in 2K.
Yeah, in real life, the ball's not going in. But in a video game, he scored from all over the court.
Let's talk about hate for a sec. All right? Yes. I hate Porzingis. I do. I hate him.
As we should. He didn't want to come here.
No, he didn't want to get even want
to work out.
To work out here. And listen, I believe in his talents. Porzingis.
Yes.
I used to give you that all the time. I thought I make a play. Like, he wasn't a soft Euro, none of that. Like, the Euro game has blossomed.
Yes.
Right? Like, it really has. Like, dudes aren't soft, man. They're tough kids. They play all the time. They play the young age. It's good ball, man, right? The Euros can play. But before, there was a time when the Euros were more softer.
Yeah.
But Porzingis was part of that era that ushered in, like, really good Paul European players. And he was, I thought, wow, he's tough. He can actually play. And that freaking bastard didn't even want to come here.
Nope.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And then I think about that.
He wanted out of New York, and he goes to Dallas. He doesn't like playing second fiddle, so he goes to Washington. He's going to be second to Beal. Beal's hurt the rest of the season, but, you know.
Did you hear the rumor? And it's it's one of these never-going-to-happen rumors, but it was a rumor I saw yesterday.
What?
It was, you remember how we talked about the word around the league, who was it?
Zach Lowe. Yeah.
Whatever. Right? I hate these dudes. I'm sorry. All right, never mind.
Zach does a good job.
Okay. We're going to relive last week. Anyway.
Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole.
Anyway, he saw, the word around the league is Maury. And they're going to dump Tobias at the end of the year, right? Like the summertime. So to clear up another max spot. And Beal was the guy.
That would be nice.
Now Beal wants to come join Harden and Embiid.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Until he goes, actually, I like DC for the 55th time.
But that was the rumor mill yesterday.
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Imagine Harden.
No, I
get the Beal.
Listen, I will tell you, for a second, and it was maybe 5 seconds, I thought about it and smiled.
Yeah, you're giddy.
I mean, I could be greedy with the next guy. You know, somehow you're putting together Embiid, Beal, and Harden.
Yeah, and it works. Works, too.
Yeah, but it was funny. That's what made the rounds yesterday. That was one of the rumors.
That'd be fun. Last thing, Ant, I was dying to talk to you about it. I heard John Kincaid talk about this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And last night, no Sixers, no Flyers. Christy's off today, so she was able to stay up a little bit later. She's usually in bed by 8:30. She made it up till 9:30 last night, so it was a wild evening. We watched The Tinder Swindler on Netflix.
Oh, did you really?
Dude, if you got 90 minutes, watch it.
Yeah?
Yes. It is wild. And I never heard of the story. Like, I never heard of the story before the documentary came out. And I don't know how I missed it. Now, I don't do Tinder. So, I've been locked up for a while.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, I'm watching this and my jaw's on the floor. And I feel bad for the girls that are involved. But they're also, like, I can't believe the amount of money they were giving the dude. If anybody's got time to watch it. Watch it.
All right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And spoiler,
the Schindler Swindler.
And he didn't do anything really like that illegal, which is wild. Like, he had a total scheme down. He did some things illegal, but like, dude, I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I'm getting kind of tired. I was like, all right, I'll stay down here.
And it was just the 90 minute documentary. Yeah.
A little longer. I think it was like an hour 40, something like that.
Really? But yeah, I'm in.
You know, it was just something. Once you're done Gomorrah, whenever you know, next year, whenever you're done that, I got
one episode left.
Yeah, you've had one episode left.
Well, I had two. So Saturday, we were going to watch Saturday night, and we watched, there's 10 episodes in the last season. So we were going to watch 9 and 10. I go, well, we got to rewatch 8. So we rewatched 8, then we went to 9, and then I cut it. And then last night, my wife says to me, you want to watch Gomorrah? And I went, Saturday night.
Poor Tam.
I said, Saturday night, not tonight. So we went, you know, it's actually a good show. It was another one of these that I found. I'm on a foreign kick.
Yes.
So I found that there was another show on Apple called Il Miracolo, which is called The Miracle. So it's another Italian one, and it's this mob boss gets arrested, and they confiscate a statue of the Blessed Mother.
All right.
And all of a sudden it starts weeping blood.
Okay.
And they do all kinds of forensics on the statue. And they don't know where it came from. It was in this guy's house. And it won't stop weeping blood. And they don't know where it's coming from. It's against the laws of physics because it's produced more weight than it is.
Okay.
So they don't know. So I just watched the first episode where they brought the prime minister, president of Italy in about this Blessed Mother statue. And he thought it was a trick. And they're like, no. You know, this statue is, I don't know. It got me. I was in.
All right. Enjoy it, man.
It was just one episode we watched. I got in. Listen.
Watch the next one next week.
That weeps blood. And it's unexplained.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.